Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which will be the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We've been talking about faith this week, in the course of this week, and how strong is our faith. Always pray for it. Ask for it. And the readings for this Sunday, again, underscore the need to listen to the Lord and to obey Him. It's a test of faith. Is it just, well, those are nice words. Yes, sometime when I have time, I'll really pay attention to it. Sometime I do have to sit down and read the scriptures. Brothers and sisters, please, please read the scripture daily. The only way you can fight the lies which are infecting our world is to know the truth. The truth sets you free. That's what scripture promises. The truth will set you free because the truth is a person. And if you seek the truth, you will meet Jesus, and Jesus will set you free from fear, from anger, from hatred, from jealousy, from all kinds of things that cripple you and bind you. Jesus wants you free. But in order for us to be free, we have to be able to humble ourselves and do what He asks. So let's take a look at the readings for this Sunday. The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 2 to 4, and then 12 to 15. The whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. They are always grumbling, always complaining. Don't be so quick to judge them, because you and I do the same thing. We're always mumbling, grumbling, complaining about something. The Israelites said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." Poor Moses, he can't win. He can't win. Remember, they were pleading with him in Egypt. They were under such heavy bondage. Their children were dying. All kinds of things were happening. They were begging him to do something. Moses prays and prays and prays. He seeks the Lord. He does what the Lord wants him to do, what is going to bring help to the people. But right away, as soon as they don't understand it, or it's a surprise, it doesn't come the way they anticipated, the way they hoped for, then they start grumbling and complaining. And we do the same thing. "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt." Better for us to have died than to live in this God-forsaken wilderness. "As we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread, but you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." God bless Moses. I have sympathy for him. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will now rain down bread from heaven for you." Look at the mercy of God. And that's going on today. "Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus will I test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not." I'm going to give them enough for each day. I'm not going to oversupply. I'm going to give them enough for each day. What God is trying to do is get them to rely on Him. But they want to have everything in their hands. They want to be secure in what they have rather than secure in their relationship. "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God." Gladly he hears their complaints and he meets them. "In the evening quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning a dew lay all about the camp, and when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing that, the Israelites asked one another, 'What is this?' For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, 'This is the bread the Lord has given you to eat.'" He's going to feed them in the wilderness himself, miraculously. In the Eucharist, God feeds us miraculously. He feeds us of Himself. He gives us his self for food. This was the precursor. How frequently do you feed at the banquet table of the Lord? How often do you feed on him? Or are you always grumbling and complaining about what doesn't work? And why did God do this? And why didn't God do that? Open yourself to the means that God holds out to you, that you may be nourished and strengthened and fortified. Psalm 78, the Lord gave them bread from heaven. What we have heard and known, what our fathers have declared to us, we will declare to the generation to come, the glorious deeds of the Lord and his strength and the wonders that he wrought. When God does something good for you, write it down, remember it, recall it, and be grateful. God did all kinds of miraculous things for the Israelites, but as soon as the next problem came along, they totally forgot what he had done. And they wanted to run away from God. God didn't take care of them. God didn't do this. God didn't do that. And they complained. But if you live with a grateful heart, you will not forget. And that will strengthen your faith. Second reading is Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 20 to 24. Brothers and sisters, I declare and testify in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They were thinking that if I have knowledge, then I can do anything and everything. It doesn't work that way. That is not how you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard of him and were taught in him as truth is in Jesus, that you should put away the old self of your former life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Put on the new self, created in God's way, in righteousness and holiness of truth. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Look at what God has given you and decide to draw from the storehouse of his plenty. It takes faith. But as you feast on what God has, you will be amazed at how you grow, even humanly, how much stronger you are when you allow yourself to be shepherded by God, not by your own plans and your own designs. God gave you a mind. He wants you to use it, but he wants you to stand on the foundation of your faith. Live out of your faith. In the gospel according to John chapter 6, verses 24 to 35. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. They went all over the place looking for Jesus. Jesus is available in the tabernacle of every church. How often do you go and visit him? When they found him across the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? And Jesus answered them and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. In other words, you're looking to me for earthly food. I want you to do much more than that. The crowd was hungry. They were in some cases, they would have had very, very little for several days. And the Lord worked the miracle of the loaves and the fishes for the sake of his disciples and for the feeding of the people. But he says to them, don't seek me because you saw signs. Don't seek me because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. Brothers and sisters, work to grow in faith. Work to grow in hope. Work to grow in love. Read the scriptures. Let them come alive for you. Read about faith. Read about hope. Read about love. See it how it was expressed among the disciples. Ask yourself, am I growing in what God's giving me? Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. You don't have to, you know, struggle and dig and dig and dig and go through all kinds of futile and fruitless searching. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. I will give you rest. I will give you what you need. For the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him the Father, God, has set his seal. So they said to him, well, what can we do to accomplish the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, hear this now, brothers and sisters, hear this. This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Do you really believe that Jesus is the Son of God, born of Mary, lived on this earth, suffered, died, and rose that you and I might live forever? Do you believe in the one the Father sent? This is the work of God, to believe, to have faith, to trust that his word is true. Do you have that kind of faith? If not, ask for it. Beg for it. Open your heart to receive it. Read the word daily. Let it sink into your heart. So they said to him, what sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. See, they're testing him. We want another miracle. But they've had miracles, and they still don't believe, or they aren't sure. So Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said to him, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. What a promise. What a promise. You've heard that for years. Do you believe it? Do you doubt? If you doubt, tell God you doubt. That's a way to grow in faith. Be honest about your doubts. But come to him. Lord, teach me. Lord, help me to see. Lord, Scripture tells me you are the Son of God. You are the Son of the Father. You are the one sent into the world to redeem us so that we might live forever. I want to believe, Lord. Help my unbelief. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. God sharing himself with us. God, share yourself with me in a way that I may know it's true, that I might decide to believe. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.